street. Friends we like to share our time with. They help us, we help them. Our family, the garden, the sun, the moon, the stars above. We're still in love. Thank God for the little things. Thank God for the little things like having heat, enough to eat. Friends we like to share our time with. They help us, we help them. Our family, the garden, the sun, the moon, the stars above. We're still in love. Thank God for the little things. Thank God for the little things. Thank God for the little things.
I thought that was just a wonderful Thanksgiving Day set. Nice finish. So I left you with Pilgrim's Progress by Procol Harum, and then A Song and Jig for Good Measure. That's from a brand new album by Hillary James, Simon Mayer, also on there. And the name of the album is called English Sketches. I don't know if that's a re-release or brand new, but it's brand new to me, so it's brand new to you. Maybe, I don't know. Close enough, anyway. So let me tell you, I think I said earlier in the show that I forgot my playlist, okay? Which means that I did not email it to my to somewhere where I can access it. I don't usually use the cloud. I don't like that kind of stuff. I don't know. But I don't mind emailing things to myself. And that's what I usually do with the set list. I usually print it, and I email it just in case I forget to print it or whatever, or I have printer problems. And I forgot to do either of those today. So I let my wife know this, and she said, well, how about if I bring over, you know, and she was trying to help me out. She says, how about if I, get it off the computer, whatever. I said, well, you know, and so we finally came down to where she brought the computer for me, which is helpful because I now have more access to things that I intended to play that I did not actually have on my Facebook page because Facebook is acting wonky today. So anyway, appropriately enough, Little Things there by Dick Siegel. Got David Roof on there, Brian Delaney from the Brandos Live. And thank God for Little Things. Thank you, Janet, for doing that for me. And then Sarah McQuaid, just an add-on, although I plan to play it later. I'm grateful for what I have. Absolutely. It's all the little things. It's all the wonderful things that we have in our lives that we don't really appreciate every day. There you go. So anyway, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the only station making waves, and I'm Phil Mack, and I'm doing my annual Thanksgiving thing because I'm crazy, and I want to be here with you. I don't know. I just like the idea of coming in and spinning some tunes for you, so some Thanksgiving-oriented tunes, although I'll do a top nine at 12:09, and I'm not sure if everything there will be that kind of alignment, but the first couple hours I try to keep and I try to stick to it because I may go longer than one. It all depends. So let's do a tune here. This is by Mike Gentry off of his self-titled album. One More Candle, another beautiful sentiment song.
Well, she wants a lover, and she wants a life, and he wants a mother to take for his wife. Well, now she's taking his name in days with feet off the ground. She won't be the same now. He's in love with the sound. Now there's no need to wonder, and there's no one to blame. You can light one more candle and not lose the flame. Burns down the walls, but faith like desire, it can blind us all. Like when night turns to day, in the way with sun shining down. All I'm trying to say is I'll see you around when there's no wonder, when there's no one to blame, when you can light one more candle and not lose the art. And if you can't find your way, if your world keeps turning you down, oh, just live for the day, and you know in your heart you can turn it around. When there's no need to wonder, when there's no one to blame, when you can light one candle and not lose, oh no, not lose the flame, no, no. Now you can light one more
to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we are in the place just right, we'll be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we will not be ashamed. To turn, 'twill be our delight, till by turning, turning, we come round right.
Trinity House Theater, located in Livonia, Michigan, is a non-profit concert venue where you can enjoy the wonderful experience of hearing live music in an intimate setting. For more than 30 years, Trinity House has hosted hundreds of artists from around the country, as well as local musicians, including singer-songwriters, folk artists, fingerstyle guitar players, and indie groups. In addition to a wide array of musical concerts, Trinity House offers local musicians a chance to showcase their talents with an open stage night on the 1st, 3rd, and 5th Tuesday of every month. Plus, tasty refreshments are available for you to enjoy at every performance. So come on out and enjoy a fabulous show at Trinity House Theater, right on 6 Mile Road, just west of I-275. For a schedule of upcoming concerts or for information on booking a show, visit trinityhousetheater.org.
Are you a Dearborn resident 60 years or older? Did you know that you can take classes at Henry Ford College tuition-free? Would you like to improve your computer skills, become an actor, an artist, or an auto mechanic, or enjoy one of 100 other classes? You could even find yourself on the radio like I did, and I did it tuition-free at Henry Ford College. For a complete information and a list of classes, please visit our website at hfcc.edu.
Avant-garde, transient, cutting edge,
different. Come explore the new, the unheard, the forgotten. From Moog synthesizers to unique artists. A unique perspective. A unique musical experience. Space is the place. Experimental music at its finest. Space is the place. Friday evenings from 6 to 8 with your host, Tom Wilson, here on WHFR, Making Waves. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the only station making waves. This is Phil Mack, technically thematic, but it's my annual Thanksgiving Day show, and I'll go at least till 1 o'clock. And if you hear this pre-recorded, who knows how late I'm going to. Anyway, maybe I should quit saying that, but you could always follow that on Facebook. But like I say, Facebook is acting kind of goofy. So anyway, I have coming up now what I think are three world premieres. And it's all local Christmas-type music, or holiday music. I shouldn't necessarily say Christmas, although one of the songs does say, well, two of the songs say Christmas in there. maybe I should quit talking. Let the music do the talking. So anyway, Mark Jewett, who will be having a new album coming out next year, he will also be on my show, my primetime thematic, which I do every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. sometime in March, okay? We're working it out. And I'll give you a date and stuff as it gets closer, because who knows, things can change. It's a long way ahead, but I think we're pretty definite on it. All right, so here we go. He's got a new tune, and some of you listeners out there may decide to do this today. All right, besides having Thanksgiving with the family, you might go shopping today, okay? It starts now. Technically, it starts, this is the major league stuff right now. The other stuff was preseason. But here we go. It's called That It's That Time Again, Mark Jewett, here on WHFR.FM, the only station making waves.
The season starts much earlier than I seem to remember. With Yuletide preparations now beginning in September. Decorations on the shelves, Santa Claus and little elves. Costco has it all, if you remember. We go searching for that perfect gift each year. Whether the economy is robust or austere, that's what determines whether your next Christmas sweater is made of polyester or cashmere. It's that time again when shoppers are obsessed. It's that time again when so many are so stressed. It's that time again that puts us to the test. Except for that, it's the season I like best. Holiday promotions and commercials on TV aimed to extract hard-earned bucks from folks like you and me. So even when we have enough, we'll go out and buy more stuff and put it underneath our Christmas tree. It's that time again for cards to be addressed. It's that time again when season's greetings are expressed. It's that time again for fruitcake no one can digest. Except for that, it's the season I like best. Mailboxes overstuffed, catalogs and flyers, selling everything on earth, from diamond rings to tires. Alone we've purchased more than any person can require. The balance on our credit cards continues to climb higher. It's that time again when mall parking lots congest. It's that time again for a snowy winter fest. It's that time again for that ugly sweater vest. Except for that, it's the season I like best. I would rather stay at home with friends and family. Maybe watch a classic Christmas movie on TV. forget about the shopping mall. Watch the snowflakes as they fall. Yeah, that sounds pretty good to me.
Mark Jewett, it's that time again. Yes, it is. And that's kind of a realistic holiday song. I like that. So let's move on to one that's just, this one is kind of silly, but it actually has serious undertones beneath it, too. This is Barker and Broski. And the video for this is just great. This is called Dollar Store Christmas. Once again, I think this is a world premiere.
Christmas was a special time with lots of treats and toys. Though Mom and Dad were working to the bone, how did they put so many gifts beneath our Christmas tree? Found the answer in my closet at last year's visit home. There was Flex Armstrong, the stretchy man. I played with him for days, and Captain USA, his shield so strong, he's all I wish to be. I think my favorite cartoon show was Soupy Dooby Boo, 'cause it was on the lunch pail I took to school with me. It was a dollar store Christmas that year, with toys and action figures almost like on TV. It was a dollar store Christmas that year. The brand names were all bogus, but our family's love was real. My job don't pay me near as much as I care about my kids. Money's tight this year, the wife and I will have to shop smart. Unofficial toys cost way less and look okay. This year Santa's workshop is our local Mega Mart. So if all you kids are very good all year long, Santa Claus will bring you all you want, of course. Mason just might get a tween deformed karate tortoise and grace a big collection of attractive small horse. It's gonna be a dollar store Christmas this year, with toys and action figures almost like on TV. It's a dollar store Christmas this year. The brand names are all bogus, but our family's love is real. You know, when I was a kid, I remember battling my brother with our set of unofficial star swords. So if you're a kid whose parents are just normal working stiffs, try not to care too much about the brands of toys, 'cause they're all just hunks of plastic from a factory overseas. With a little imagination, they can bring you as much joy in a dollar store Christmas this year, with toys and action figures almost like on TV. It's a dollar store Christmas this year. Brand names are all bogus, but your family's love is real.
Everybody!
It's a dollar store Christmas this year, with toys and action figures almost like on TV. It's a dollar store Christmas this year. Brand names are all bogus.
Very nice holiday sentiment. Dollar Store Christmas, Barker and Broski. Michael Snyder Barker, who is the Barker in that, will be with me on December 30th. So on Primetime Thematic on December 30th, Michael Snyder Barker will be debuting his new album. He has a new album with Barker and Broski, which is really interesting. I don't know, the Ballad of Billy Bob and something. It's really, really good and interesting, I'm telling you. So his new album is going to be called Tales of Woe. And woe is spelled W-H-O-A, so he apparently likes puns. It's a good thing. Dollar Store Christmas, I like that. So here we go. Here's another one, and this is by The Hangabouts, which features Chipper Sam, who does indie pop takeout on, you know what, let me play the spot. Instead of me telling you, let me just find a spot, and then I'll do a little promo for him. So here we go. And this might be another world premiere. I don't know if he's played this already, but I'm taking a guess here that maybe we got something new here. So this is Colors of Christmas by The Hangabouts. certainly many times over Philby Award winners. Let me play Chip's spot, and then I think Chip was on last Saturday, so he might not be on this Saturday, but he'll be on the next Saturday, and I'll remind you again as it comes up.
Hi, I'm Chip Somm, host of Indie Pop Takeout. Join me every other Saturday from 10 to noon when I serve up big portions of Indie Pop, Power Pop, Jangle Pop, Sophista Pop, and Psych Pop. If you can add the word pop to it, I'm probably going to play it. I'll feature new music that was released just hours before the show, along with pop favorites from the past. That's Indie Pop Takeout from 10 to noon every other Saturday on 89.3 WHFR.
Cool tune, Colors of Christmas by the Hangabouts, featuring Chip Somm, who does Indie Pop Takeout every other Saturday. Yeah, I like that. Nice single. Let's do a classic here. I got to get set up here.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the only station making waves. Get out of here, Luke.
My dad used to raise turkeys for Christmas. And about a week before, he'd take them into town. He always kept the biggest ones specially for us. And Mom would cook it to a golden brown. One year he brought the usual batch home, just hatched with lots of growing to do. There was one offer skinny-like he put in my care. He never figured he'd pull through. I named him Henry, and with a young boy's touch, I finally got him to grow. Now I knowed what'd happen if he'd grown too much. I remember I used to tell him so. Henry, you're growing away too fast. Dad's got his eye on you. And Christmas Day is gonna be your last. Eating the way you do. Of course, I never thought about the ones Dad sold, how they'd wind up in the oven, too. But I'd seen what had happened when the ones he chose and what him and that axe could do. Early one morning, Dad took him to town. And sure enough, Henry was left. And by Christmas Eve, the way I moped around, they all know how bad I felt. After supper, Dad left the house, and everything was quiet except the old hall clock. There was a long, long wait. Then we jumped straight up when that axe hit the chopping block. We shot out the back door to where Dad was. All of us are running around, and Dad just stood there, grinning at us. Then we hear the gobbling sound. No, we didn't have turkey that Christmas Day, but that was all right with us. And there wasn't one of us that didn't want it that way. And you know, Henry had a Merry Christmas.
You might not know everyone in your community, but if you did, you'd see that people in recovery from mental and substance use disorders are all around. Reach out for support and begin your recovery journey. Join the Voices for Recovery. Strengthen families and communities.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referrals for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Henry Ford College's Mirror News is looking for new writers. The newspaper is student-run and a great opportunity for budding journalists to gain experience. The Mirror News covers a variety of topics such as politics, new restaurants, art exhibits, local events, and recent films. If you would like to share your talents, email Dr. Kim at pkim@hfcc.edu or the editor at editor@hfcc.edu. See yourself in the Mirror News.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the only station making waves. I'm Phil Mack, and this is Thanksgiving Theme Attic. Maybe that's what I should call it. So I will have a top nine at 12:09 of this week's Phil's Faves songs. I did a top nine at 9:09. I had to think for a second on Monday night of Phil's Faves albums. So I've been here a lot this week. It's been fun, and I know some people have listened quite a bit, so I thank you for listening for sure. Let's see, the last couple things I played. You know what? Let me do some catching up here. Last song was I Saw Three Ships by Simon Mayer from an album called Winter with Mandolins. I think that's the name of it. And then before that was just a classic, Walter Brennan, Henry Had a Merry Christmas. I had bought, and I'll buy almost anything, okay? You know, I'll check almost anything out, just me personally. And I bought this collection, two albums on Collector's Choice Music Records label. I didn't know Walter Brennan had two albums. He probably has more than that. But anyway, almost everything sounds kind of like that, okay? Every song, there was some that were kind of gospel-ish. And, you know, just basically him talking his way through it. And then I ran across that one. I was like, man, that is some song. So that's a song I play every year for the holiday season. I'll send that one out to loyal listener Helen. That was a favorite of hers. And, you know, regardless, would still eat turkey. You know, everybody would still have their turkey. I don't like turkey, okay? I'm on record for that, which is why my Facebook page has a nice picture of a cheeseburger and salad. I like salad for Thanksgiving. That would be great. And rolls would be cool, although we didn't put that in there. There's a prairie dog. I don't know how the prairie dog got invited to the Thanksgiving meal, but everybody's welcome at my house, that's for sure, including prairie dogs. But, yeah, you know what? I'm not a vegan. I don't eat a lot of meat, though, but I haven't made that final step. I want to play a song by somebody who is a vegan. Oh, you know what? I'm rambling here because I'm trying to remember everything I wanted to say. I played Silver Bells way back by Los Straitjackets. I'll send that one out to the X-Man. All right, now let's go back to the guy who is a vegan. And this is Paul McCartney. I play this pretty much every year. I Want to Come Home. And it's from a movie soundtrack. I don't remember the movie anymore, but I'll send this one out to Cindy in Las Vegas. This is for everybody who misses somebody on Thanksgiving, or some people just can't go home where they would like to go. So here we go.
So long I was out in the cold, and I taught myself to believe every story I told. It was fun hanging under the moon, heading into the sun. But it's been too long, now I wanna come home. Came so close to the edge of defeat, but I made my way in the shade, keeping out of the heat. It was fun shooting out of the stars, looking into the sun. But it's been too long, now I wanna come home. Home, where there's nothing but sweet surrender to the memories from afar. Home,
the place where the truth lies waiting. We remember who we are. For too long, I was out of my own. Every day I spent trying to prove I could make it alone. It was fun hanging onto the moon, heading into the sun. But it's been too long, now I wanna come home. To believe every story I told. It was fun hanging on to the moon and into the sun. But it's been too long, now I wanna come home. Yeah, it's been too long, now I wanna come home. Been too long, too long, now I wanna come home.
So, you know, coming up this weekend are some very special shows. I try to point out to people what is out there when I think something is worth going to see. And there's a lot of stuff that I could tell you about, and I can't play everything, but these are a couple I'm just going to point out. Davy Knowles will be at the Magic Bag on Sunday, December 1st, and he could tear it up on guitar, I'm telling you. A loyal listener, Ben, introduced me to him, and I've been following ever since. But here's a tune from his album, The Outsider. This is a Woody Guthrie song. Once again, I like to think that, you know, this might be a Thanksgiving Day type song. Only in my mind, anyway. Pastures of Plenty by Davy Knowles here on WHFR.FM, the only station making waves.
It's a mighty hard road that my poor hands have hold. My poor feet have traveled a hard, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl, westward we roamed. The desert's so hot and your mountains. And I wandered over this green
Davey Knowles showing a little bit of his guitar talent there on Pastures of Plenty, a Woody Guthrie song on the album The Outsider. He will be playing the Magic Bag this Sunday. I think he's part of a Rory Gallagher tribute, if I'm not mistaken. I'm doing this off the top of my head, which is what I usually do lots of times. So anyway, you are listening to WHFR.FM, the only station making waves, and this next one will take us pretty close to the top of the hour, because I'm not sure when this is. Some of this might get replayed later in the day, which is why I'm saying it. So one more show that I want to tell you about. Audra Kubot, who was on Jonathan's... Let me just play Jonathan's thing so I can just let you hear a little bit of what Jonathan does, although I do play this spot very frequently. So let me see. Blah, blah, blah. Stick with me for a second, okay? I'm just working. There we go. And these things don't line up exactly that what we have on our folder, but... there it is. Okay, so let me play Jonathan. And then from Jonathan, who's on Sundays from 5 to 7, I'm going to play a song by Audra Kubot, who was on a show this last week. She is appearing tomorrow night, Friday, at the Detroit Institute of Arts for her new album premiere, The Sliver and the Solve. Oh. I'm not used to saying that, but that's a nice alliteration, The Sliver and the Solve. So here we go, Audra Kubot on WHFR.FM, the only station making waves.
Hey everyone, this is Jonathan, and I host a show featuring the modern singer-songwriter. Tune in to Songwriter Symposium every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. to hear music from independent artists who write and perform their own songs. Sometimes the songs I play are just simple songs about relationships, and other times they are dark and haunting stories with lyrics that play out like a movie script. I feature artists from around the country and Canada, as well as many talented songwriters from right here in the Detroit area. So listen every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. to Songwriter Symposium to hear the latest music from today's singer-songwriters.
I'm just floating like a leaf on the stream.
Escape. Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists.
Catherine Muller, getting towards the mic there, Phil, buddy. Sleigh Ride, name of the song from an album called Green Sleeves and Puddin' Pies. I've had Puddin' Pops. I don't think I've had Puddin' Pies. Sounds interesting, though. And, that's nice. Catherine Muller, M-O-L-L-E-R, has many albums that are out there, and she's a Philby Award winner. Speaking of which, the Philbys will be starting, let's see, what day is, Monday is the 2nd. They'll be starting on the 9th. I'll start doing the song countdown and the Hot 100 of 2019. There'll be many times where it'll be preempted by something else that I'm doing, like the Barker and Broski that I mentioned earlier, who will be on December 30th. And then I also have, like, there'll be, like, an anniversary show for Thematic, even though I don't do Thematic anymore. I throw one in, like, yesterday. So I'm getting up there on the Thematic thing. But it's my anniversary from when I first came on the radio here at the station. That means something to me, and I hope, I convey that to you, the listener. And thank you for listening again. I know I can't tell people that enough. I've had some really great conversations with people, some great interactions. You know, it doesn't matter. Emails, Facebook, I've been getting it all, phone calls. And let me wrap up what I was going to say there. Okay, so I played Audra Kubot, who once again will be playing, you know, in front of that great Diego Rivera mural that's over at the Detroit Institute of Arts. She'll be playing. It's free admission for people who come from Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties. And that's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. There's actually two sets. I think it's 7 and 8:30. And that's in support of her new album, The Sliver and the Solve. And that was a song called Caged Bird. That's what I played. And like I say, she was on Jonathan's show. And Jonathan does a very nice job interviewing people there. So, and he's got John Lamb coming up this this Sunday. So, forget the turkey today. Catch some lamb on Sunday on Songwriter Symposium, 5 to 7 p.m., John Lamb, well-known, or all around here, because he has Lamb's Retreat, the songwriter seminar that he puts on, and many people that I play on my show have been at the seminar, and some of the songs that he suggests, some people have recorded, all right? So that gets us up to date on that. All right, you are listening to WHFR.FM, the only station making waves. I think I'm going to play this song and it'll get to the top nine at 12:09, which just sounds weird for me to say that. All right, so loyal listener Cork called in. He got what the song by Mr. McCartney was talking about, I Want to Come Home. He suggested another song that has to do with longing, and I'm going to go with it here. So this is Bobby Darin, Beyond the Sea. This one's for you, Cork. Happy Thanksgiving.
Somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on to her arms that go sailing, it's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. Meet beyond shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go say.
Attention Henry Ford students, the college's winter 2020 semester is fast approaching. Here are some important dates to remember. October 14th, winter 2020 schedule becomes available in the HFC self-service. October 28th, priority registration begins. October 14th, open registration for all students begins. December 23rd, HFC closes for end-of-the-year holidays. January 13th, classes begin. And January 19th is the last day of late registration. Please visit hfcc.edu for more information.